So as we start our journey towards eating more regularly, it's normal to feel nervous or worried. When you've been involved in patterns of disordered eating for an extended period of time, the idea of eating more regularly, particularly after periods of restrictions or binge cycles, can trigger you to feel anxious. Despite this anxiety, it is crucial for us to establish a more regular eating routine, and it is important for our recovery. We're going to undertake an activity to overcome those barriers. So during this activity, we're going to identify any barriers which may come up in your current routine that might hinder you from eating regularly. We're going to have a look at what tools may help you to eat more often, and we're going to look at who or what may help you eat more often. Turn to page 4 to undertake this activity. So firstly, we want to examine what barriers may get in the way of you eating more regularly. As you can see from the example that I've provided, the things I've popped down is my working hours and my fear and anxiety of changing my body shape. The next question asks, what tools may help you eat more often? Now, you may use a variety of different tools. I've popped down the daily eating chart, planning ahead using a food app. So for this, what I'm talking about is keeping a list of what I'm going to eat through the week. So a general idea of what my meals are going to look like. And I've also popped down these sessions to challenge my body concerns. The last question is, who can help you eat more often? You may also want to think about what if it isn't a who. So it might also be even more tools that can help you eat more often. And as you can see from my example, I've popped a bit of a mixture down. So I've popped my practitioner, who can help me look at my body concerns and my body shape. My partner may be able to help me eat more often by reminding me to eat on a regular basis and reminding me also to fill in my daily eating chart. And I've also put down putting an alarm on my phone. By this, I mean I will pop down a regular alarm on my phone to remind me to fill in my eating chart to ensure that I can see that I am making that progress. Have a think about what may get in your way and what tools can help, because if we break it down, it can help us overcome those barriers. Now, the key to eating more regularly is remembering that small changes make a big difference. Remember, you can be flexible with the timing and the composition of your meals. It is not required that you have to have a breakfast, lunch and dinner and free snacks. It may end up that you have lots of little snacks throughout the day. You might choose to eat more in the morning and less at night, or adjust your eating pattern on the weekends. That is okay, but the aim is to make sure that you do not have a dip in your energy levels and that you eat on a regular basis. The other thing to note is, if you engage in binge eating, then continue to follow the structure of your next routine meals. You would not throw away a full bunch of flowers just because one went bad. It's important that we continue on, and this is the difference between lapsing versus relapsing. So we learn from our mistakes and we get back on. If you are struggling with eating more regularly, please bring it along to your practitioner. It's important that you get that support, as it's an important part of our recovery. The other thing to note is that we may want to take small steps towards eating more regularly. If you have been involved in patterns of disordered eating for an extended period of time, we understand that eating more regularly can cause an anxiety reaction. So, you may start to introduce things more slowly. So in week 1, you may introduce your breakfast daily. In week 2, you may eat lunch and dinner consistently. In week 3, you may introduce a morning and an afternoon snack. The important thing is that we're building our way up so that we are eating on a regular basis. Taking small steps can make a big difference.